This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local. We've taken the Spartan Mobile Studios and moved them a little bit east of our beautiful downtown location, and we are on the corner of Knapp and Beltline at Knapp's Crossing, and we are inside being all toasty and warm at a D&W Fresh Market. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and it's a great day to go out and get some fresh pumpkin, some fresh steaks, fresh produce, fresh bread. It's Fresh Market.
I tell you what, it is a great day to do all of that. There's pumpkin mania going on down here. If you're just tuning in, you can come over here to this D&W on Knapp and the Beltline. They've got pumpkins for the kids for $1.88 a piece. All you got to have is one of these frequent shopper cards. You can get one at customer service. They're free, but $1.88, and here's even the best part of all of this. Take it down to the end of the store. There's a pumpkin carving tent that there's people there that'll help your kids design and carve a pumpkin. You can leave the guts and seeds right here and take home a carved pumpkin. The mess is here. You got ready to go. There's caramel apples down there. And at 10:30, the Spartan Mobile Grill's firing up.
Yeah, we just had Sandy, who's serving all that steak in here, getting a little coffee from the Starbucks. That is a fun thing to do. I mean, how often can you walk into a supermarket and have somebody hand you a beautiful piece of steak? Not often. But at Spartan, that's the way it rolls. So on the live line, we've got Diana Stamfler, who's at the Detroit Beer Festival. Good morning, Diane. Diana?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, we want to know how you are. You've had you had the whole night down there. Where exactly is this festival?
Well, we are actually getting set up to open up the gates here at 1 o'clock today at Eastern Market. And you were talking fresh and local and produce, and let me tell you, this market down here, if you've not been down downtown Detroit to this Eastern Market area, this is the oldest market of its kind in the state of Michigan, one of the oldest in the country. And I'm trying to get all my work done this morning so I can go and do a little shopping before we open up our gates here this morning.
Now, I understand that this event is sold out.
It is. We sold out the tickets about a week ago. And, you know, it seems to be the case with most of our festivals now. They're all selling out in advance. I think we've got about 4,000 people that are going to join us here today. We've got more than 50 of our member craft breweries down here, more than 300 beers. It is sunny out right now. It's a little chilly. We're about upper 30s right now, but the forecast is putting us almost near 60 degrees. And there's a lot of energy in town right now because the Lions are playing in town tomorrow, and everybody's real pumped up for a great day.
Yeah. Well, if you just tuned in, we're the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL, Saturdays from 8:30 to 10:30 for our pregame season. We're talking with Diana Stamfler from PromoteMichigan.org, and Diana is the ambassador for Michigan, and God bless you, because you just do a real soldier's job out there trying to get this state to pony up and get commerce going and promoting Michigan businesses, and man, we got a heart for that, babe.
Well, you know, we're so fortunate that we have, you know, let's talk about the beer for one thing. Obviously, almost 100 craft breweries in Michigan now putting out some of the best beers. We're getting awards on a national scale, getting all kinds of recognition. People are starting to do beer tours like they've been doing wine tours in Michigan for years. You know, of course, our wine industry is thriving and growing. Our distilling operations in Michigan are huge. So, you know, we've got folks like New Holland Brewing making spirits. We've got Valentine Vodka. We've got Grand Traverse Distillery. You know, we're producing amazing things here in Michigan, supporting agriculture, supporting tourism, supporting commerce. And it's just a great time to be a business owner in Michigan, I think.
It's really getting there, isn't it? And, you know, there's something about Michigan. We develop the best beers and wines. I mean, I travel all over the country, and I try a lot of this stuff, and I'm probably pretty prejudiced. But when it comes to the beers we're producing and the wines we're producing, I just can't expound enough about the quality and the depth and the variety that we've got.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's great is everybody's got their own little, you know, niche of things that they're good for, things that they like to focus in on. You know, Jolly Pumpkin, they do a lot with their Belgian style sour ales and things like that. Of course, Belgian styles at Brewery Vivant. We've got places that are really big on hoppy beers, Founders and North Peak, that are doing things like that. And then you've got those people that are doing the fun stuff, like Shorts, which is coming out with things like PB&J and their strawberry shortcake. So you've got things that can fit all scopes. You know, when I started working in the brewing industry 5 years ago, I didn't drink beer. I was, you know, the only thing that I'd ever known of was bad light beer in a can. And they've really opened up my eyes to the diversity. And, you know, there are days that I really want a nice dark stout or a porter. And there are days that I want something really light, some type of wheat beer. And you can find all of that and more right here in Michigan.
You know, you can, Diana. And can you break down just real quickly for us? There's a similar festival to the one you're at today that's going to be happening out here in West Michigan. Is that in January or February? It's up at the Fifth Third Ballpark, right?
That is the last Saturday of February, and that sells out as well. Now, tickets for that Winter Beer Festival go on sale December 1st, so write that down in your calendar, circle it in red, highlight it, and get online and buy your tickets, because, you know, we had so many sob stories that last week, and we're hearing them this today. You know, people are going to be down here wanting tickets. When it's sold out, it's sold out. And you've got plenty of time. You've got 2 full months to buy those tickets for Winter Beer Festival. Don't wait to the last minute. Even if you think, well, I'm maybe not going to go, buy them, because you'll be able to sell them later if you can't make it.
Well, thanks a lot, Diana. We've got to take a break, but thanks so much for joining us once again. Look forward to seeing you, as always, because you're a ton of fun.
All right, guys. You have a nice day, and I'll drink a couple beers for you while I'm down here.
Oh, you're killing me, but hey, you know what? Somebody's got to do it. We appreciate that. That was Diana Stamfler from Pure Michigan, and she is one of our favorite people to talk to because she travels all over and drinks a lot of beer, and it's a lot of fun.
That's PromoteMichigan.org.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about a smoked roast apple pumpkin pie on your grill. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.